Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Cooper Boardman, on WEEI.
Yeah, welcome to it. Welcome back to it. Red Sox Review, WEEI Sunday edition. We got you up until 6. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Good vibes, though. You know, look, you've been on this roller coaster with me all week. I mean, I was losing my mind, you know, like 72 hours ago, and right now I'm feeling peachy. That is baseball season. It is April 14th. Might as well live and die on all of it. And today we are living, my friends. Red Sox win 5-4 over the Los Angeles Angels. They win the series. They are 9-7. They win a one-run game. Bullpen does its job. I say that with like a big asterisk next to it because the job was about a little more entertaining than maybe we wanted here at Fenway Park. But like, that's okay. That's going to happen. Kenley Jansen gets his fourth save. And boy, it was a save in that word in its entirety. Some home runs, some twists, some turns, and a win. Red Sox Review, Cooper Boardman with you. Zach Coe back inside the flagship, WEEI, 617-7797-937, 617-7797-937, 37937. If you prefer to text, that's just fine, because the Red Sox win 5-4 over the Angels. Just like let that ring just for a moment, especially from where we were at a few days ago where it felt like the Red Sox were, you know, kind of stumbling through the desert in so many ways for 4 days, defensively, a little bit offensively, certainly the opener against the Angels, but they played good defense yesterday. They played good defense, played really good defense today. David Hamilton has had a bounce back couple of days at shortstop. You can see him fighting his, you know, people always talk about guys fighting it. He's fighting his way back, and he's made some nice plays, and the Red Sox have been the beneficiary of that, and it is amazing how the correlation begins, right? You play well defensively, you win the game, and that's been the case for this team because of the way that they pitch. And I just want to say, if like this white knuckling thing in the ninth inning, in the eighth inning, in the seventh inning, the one run games, the low scoring games once again today, not a lot of hits, tight games. Like if you don't enjoy that, not that anybody necessarily really is relishing that, right? But if you feel like that is not good for your health, if you feel like it's hard for you or you're not finding a way to get through, if you feel like you can't survive it, this team is not going to be for you this year. This is one of those where maybe like just step away, check in July, and like we'll let you know where we're at. Because the way this Red Sox team is built right here, right now, it's built on pitching, which is a wonderful thing relative to the last few years. The offense is not world-beating, not to say that it's bad, but it's not world-beating. This is a team that's probably going to be between 4 and 5 runs, which is exactly where exactly half of the playoff teams last year were. And they're going to struggle sometimes against left-handers, though Tyler Anderson found out today that that's not always the case, thanks to Tyler O'Neill and Tristan Casas. And, oh, by the way, it's going to be, you know, 2-3-run lead early. Maybe it comes back. And in the end, more often than not, as it has been, 9 of 16 times so far this year, 9 of 16 games decided by 2 runs or fewer. That is the nature of the way this team is built. It is the nature of the beast. It is how we're going to live this. And, you know, that's okay. That is better. That is a better blueprint to winning consistently than what has existed certainly last year. And they've won again. They won yesterday. They win again today. All right. I got to hit a quick break here. We're going to come back. Alex Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, speaking right now. So we're going to hear from him, and then we will hear from you. I know they're lined up over the next 45 minutes or so. We're with you until 6 p.m. today, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line, too. We are back in a moment. Zach Coe has your trending on the other side on Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Red Sox Review. Sox win. Sox win 5-4 over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of California of Earth. Here today. Man, big win. Cooper Boardman back with you. Zach Coe back inside the flagship. Sox 5-4 the final. They were up 2-0 after one, tied at 2 after 3, up 3-2 after 5, led by as many as 3 runs. Angels got 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th, and with runners on 2nd and 3rd, with 2 outs in the 9th inning, and a base open, I might add. Mike Trout strode to the plate against Kenley Jansen, and Kenley struck him out for save number 424, tying John Franco for 5th all-time on the all-time saves list, and a big one at that for Kenley, and a big one for the Red Sox, 9th win of the year, now 2 games above 500. Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. We will get to you in just a second. I want to talk about everything with you, but Alex Cora is talking right now, so let's get you to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, and then we'll talk to you. Here is Alex Cora after a 5-4 win over the Angels here today.
I think he got frustrated with foul balls and all that. The pitch count was up. We had Slade, and then I think that one pitch, double play, saved the day. And Marty was down. He's dealing with his left shoulder. It's been bothering him. So try to stay away from him. We don't want him to try to do something mechanic-wise to get to where he needs to go, and then something happens with him. So, in that situation, it was, slating for two, but with one pitch, the double play, it was great for us.
How impressed have you been by
you can tell, right? Like, he doesn't get too emotional. He got the double play. We were all excited in the dugout, and he, like, I got to go back and get three more outs. He's a good one. He's really good. And little by little, you see how we're using him. Multiple innings, and we'll take care of him physically because, obviously, this is a lot different to the minor leagues and the way he's been used. So, but he was really good for us. Yeah, hopefully that last at bat helped him out to get locked in. Vila went up. The cutter was really good. We made a bad decision in the middle there. Hammy needs to go to second. The throw was a good one. We get that out. It's not as interesting, right? But, hopefully that at bat against Mike, gets him locked in, and then we go from there. You see the velocity was there. I think it was 94. The cutter was great, so... We got the 3 outs. We won the series. We move on. So,
when you watch these outings by Kenley, is this almost like he's having his spring training?
I think we're past that. You know, he's fighting with his delivery right now and his timing. So it's still killing Jensen. You know, like, I bet, you know, there were 500,000 people out there, you know, walk Mike Trout. But, you know, this guy, he's fifth on the list of saves, you know, and he's one of the best players in the world. But, you know, we trust him. And that last at-bat was a really good one for us. It just, you know what, that the 0-2 to the walk against Suarez tells you a lot about him, you know. Not being greedy, staying with his plan. Obviously, the homer was great, but he controls the at-bat. You know, he knows what he wants to do. He's not expanding. He's been locked in. And we got to keep him fresh. It's important, you know. And he was running out of gas at the end of the week. You know, we gave him yesterday. He recovered, and today you saw the energy. You know, you saw the swing. So he's a good player.
I was going to ask you that. You've been kind of carefully giving him days off. What's sort of the formula for that?
Just communication with him. And this started in spring training. Remember, he had that calf thing, and we talk about it. We will take care of you during the season. And you know, when he's healthy, when he's on the field, he's an impactful player. And we just have to make sure we stay on top of it. The good thing is that we got other players. You know, Willie today, he comes off the bench, puts another good at bat. He can play defense. We can move guys around. You know, Rafaela didn't do much with the bat, but we moving around, he turns out to play. So flexibility and athleticism is going to help us, you know, take care of him too.
Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, there after the win 5-4 over the Angels. A few things jump out to me. We'll talk to you in a second. Red Sox Review, 617-779-7937. Cooper Boardman here. 500,000 people walk Mike Trout there, right? You got a base open and Mike Trout at the plate. And he keeps Kenley Jansen on the mound, 1v1 versus Trout. Like, you know, I'll just say this, beyond the game, beyond, you know, obviously what happens is awesome for the Red Sox. That was cool because so often somebody would have their head buried in a card. And, like, that's what makes Alex Cora great. Yeah, that's a great player in the box, but we have a great player on the mound, is his thinking. And he trusts Kenley Jansen to make the pitch in that situation. And Kenley Jansen makes the pitch, cutter, finishes off Mike Trout, finishes off a win, and finishes off a series win as well. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's talk all about this. 617-779-7937. We will start in the great state of Florida. David from Florida, welcome here today to Red Sox Review.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. First, how are you?
Thanks. Good, thanks. Thank you, Cooper. First of all, you guys need to go an extra hour or two during the weekdays. I mean, you end at like, what time on weekdays? 10 o'clock,
take you
I think?
Up till 11. David, we're living in the pitch clock baseball world these days.
You know, you got to go to at least 12 o'clock. I mean, you would definitely be able to still sell the advertising, and there would be plenty of calls. So you got to talk to programming and go that extra hour.
I'll run that right up the flagpole. What do you got?
But with tonight, there's two things. First, 5-3 top bottom of the eighth. First and second, nobody out, and Rafaela at the plate. Why in God's green earth did they not bunt? I mean, you could have obviously as the game progressed, you obviously certainly could have used a couple of insurance runs. I mean, you got a speed demon at bat. It could not have had a better bunting situation. First and second again, nobody out. I mean, that's just clearly a bunt situation. They don't do it and end up leaving the guys at first and second. I just can't understand that for the life of me.
Yeah,
and they won by the skin of their teeth tonight.
Well, I'll say this, just let you answer, respond to it. I mean, so you're first and second there, just, again, to paint the picture for everybody else. Eighth inning, runners on first and second. You've got Rafaela.
Nobody out.
Right, nobody out. Rafaela, Hamilton, and then Duran do up. It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm just going to say this one thing. I don't know how many times Sandon Rafaela has bunted in his minor league life. Like, I saw him at AAA. I can't remember him bunting. It's not to say he's a bad bunter, but, like, I'm not sure that that's his M.O. And they want to give him an opportunity, especially up at that point. You're up a few runs. Try to blow it wide open, especially for a guy who's been struggling.
You're up two runs. But you don't need to blow it out. All you needed was an extra run. I fundamentally disagree. But on a larger level, one thing I want to see Cora do differently this year is I want to see him hold players accountable more and be more disciplined and authoritative. I mean, if someone makes an error, a ridiculous error in the game, whoever it is, pull him. I don't care if it's in the middle of the inning or at least after that inning, and don't send him back for that next inning. I mean, if Hamilton makes a ridiculous, and he also forgot to cut off the base runner today. Yeah, he had a good game defensively, but he forgot to cut off the runner in the top of the ninth, I mean, which is critical.
No doubt about that.
He's got – Cora has to be more authoritative. If you remember last year, he tried to do it late in the season with Verdugo when he was late or whatever, and he benched him for a day or two, but it was too late in the season. You're still early on. He's got to be more authoritative and send a message and set the culture in the locker room or the dugout. I mean, he talks about it all the time, but he doesn't back up his words with actions, and he's got to be more authoritative and just set a better example and set a more disciplined culture in the dugout.
Yeah, I get it, and I understand your I don't disagree fundamentally with what you're saying. I think the response for him would be two things. One is it's early in the season, and they
that's my point.
Well, right, but it goes to the other side, too, where they believe that what they did in spring training will pay dividends defensively. The errors that are happening are not mental errors or lack of focus in the game, at least the majority of them. They're physical ones, which, again, that's not good, but they trust these guys to figure it out. They think the defense is going to get better.
I don't trust them. I mean, what were they doing? I didn't see any spring training, what were they doing? Did he emphasize? I mean, he talked about it.
Yeah.
But
absolutely. So, like, I was in Fort Myers, right? So, like, let me just paint you a picture. So, because people don't know this, right? Like, why on earth would anybody know this? Right? So, like, before games, for example, they would do competitive drills where every single player is on the field and they're calling out situations. And then they're hitting the baseball. So you have like 10 seconds, 5 seconds to process what's going on. And then you go and make the plays. And they had teams compete against one another and tried that, right? Because obviously what happened last year didn't work. And so, you know, and they obviously are continuing to do their individual work and that work here into 2024 as the season starts. They think it's going to get better.
No, is Corey giving proper feet? I don't know. I just don't, you know, his whole tenure has been marked by horrible defense and poor fundamentals. I mean, someone got picked off second today earlier in the game,
can't
too.
Happen. Can't happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, his whole tenure, Alex Corey, has been marked with horrible defense, poor fundamentals, poor base running. You just can't tolerate that, and he just does, and it's just gut wrenching.
Yeah, I get it. I think, this doesn't excuse everything, but like losing Trevor Story to not have Trevor Story, like, you know, the number one connection between a good defense is your shortstop, right? I mean, everything in the world backs that up. You lose a Gold Glove caliber shortstop. I know the manager can fire people up and do all these things, but it doesn't solve every issue, and it can't plug a Trevor Story-sized hole.
No, you're right, and that's where Breslow comes in, and upper management. They've got to fix it, whether you move Raphael to short, Durant to center, and when's Ref Snyder coming back?
Well, he DH'd today for Triple A, or he played in the outfield, actually, today for Worcester. So I would imagine he'll be back in the next 10 days.
Yeah. I mean, move Raffaello to shortstop. I mean, and they keep saying there's no way, they're not even considering bringing Meyer up, but he couldn't be any worse than Hamilton.
Well, you can't do that. You can't stunt Meyer's development at this point. You can't take him out of he's playing in Portland at Hadlock Field. You can't just put him in Worcester. That's just
move him up to Triple A at least.
Well, he's played 2 weeks of good Double A baseball in his life. And David, by the way, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate your time. You can't do that at this point. He's going to get to Triple A relatively soon. I promise you that. And he could get to the big leagues by the end of the year. But what is happening? I get that. Like, okay, Marcelo Meyer, right? Like, he's the truth. He is like the next coming. And so you think, all right, well, he must be good enough to play here right now, and maybe he could play defense here. Maybe. But he is so far away. I would like to see him hit for 1 month uninjured at AA before we're even in the context of having a conversation about AAA in the big leagues. And these things happen fast. He can make that happen faster. Just one other thing on wanting to take guys out of the game and things like that. The roster's the roster, man. They brought up Romy Gonzalez, right? And it's really unfortunate that he gets hurt because he was the other shortstop option. But if you want to sit here and say, get David Hamilton, out of the game, or put Seydon Rafaela at shortstop, well, then, okay, so you're going to take Seydon, take him out of center field, and put him at shortstop. So then who goes to the outfield? No Ref Snyder right now. Well, then it's Willy Abreu. Okay, that's fine. Now Willy Abreu is in the outfield. You've got in the outfield Abreu and Duran as two left-hand hitters and Tyler O'Neill as a right-hand hitter. Well, now you're doing something that they have said they don't want to do, which is play Willy Abreu in his first major league season every single day against left-hand pitching. They want him, part of the reason, it's all interconnected, right? Part of the reason why David Hamilton stays at shortstop is because, A, they believe in him defensively. Sorry if that offends people. And B, if you take David Hamilton off the shortstop position, bring in Rafaela, now the dominoes continue down to a guy like Abreu, where you're putting him in fewer positions to succeed. And so it all sticks together. These are not easy decisions. But
to that point, Cooper, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no,
this is
please.
From Alex Speer last night of the Boston Globe. So obviously these numbers have changed a little bit with no unearned runs today. But they were up to 16 unearned runs in 57 innings since Story's injury.
Yeah, and it's not easy. And I think if we live another week in the world where there are a lot of errors at shortstop, then I think Rafaela really starts to become those calls get a lot louder, right? But David Hamilton bounced back yesterday, made a couple of nice plays today. So let's see where it goes. 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, 37937 on the text line. Red Sox Review. Cooper Boardman. You just heard Zach Coe as well. All right, let's keep it on rolling. Going to Westfield, Carl. You are on the air on Red Sox Review.
Good afternoon, Cooper. How are you, my friend? It's nice to
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Thanks for calling. What do you got?
Well, before I get to Mitchell Harder being dragged away with Trout up with a man on third and Kenley shut him down, let me address one quick, simple fact. To no fact, felonious fun, no fun, says the Red Sox stink, Trout done. Teams all done. Bad news, Bears defense. 15 errors tying with Oakland is terrible. Looks like screen door submarine. But that's not Carter's fault. And they've come back 7-3 on the road. They're tired. They've not seen their wives or whatever. And they're happy. And they go against Baltimore. Baltimore's got one of the best pitchers in the league, and he's hot. They don't let facts get in the way. Now, on a fact, this is funny. This reminds me of maybe bad news Bears. You never know what's happened in the last inning. Well, last year we saw a record amount of runs scored in the last inning. Our relievers come in and sink the ship. I understand the frustration. Now it looks like what's happening again. And then the defense and then Hamilton, like you said, better today. A home run first at bat. It's not like you bake a turkey in an hour. Give this team a chance to evolve and gel, And think, man, think what Cora is not stupid, David. He bring world championship first time. He's like Houdini. He's 93% guess rate on option plan, and he's almost always right. Just settle down. Know your role and relax. Enjoy the season one game at a time, and give Cora the damn money. Don't let him go to upper office. Don't be so cheap. There's value in price. You don't have the price if you lose the value.
Yeah, no, I agree, Carl, and thank you for the call. That is among the most entertained I think I've ever been over the course of the last minute and a half. We don't get a lot of calls like that because obviously frustration reigns supreme. But it is true, and it's Alex Cora is doing everything he can defensively. He cannot put the glove on and go play out there. They put a plan in place in spring training. They are doing they are enacting that plan. They feel like they have the players in place outside of Trevor Story now to carry that plan out every single day. And they are not going to let, think about it this way. They do 2 months of work in spring training. They do another week and a half works worth of work, that is, over the start of this season. They are not going to let 4 days shake that foundation. We'll see what happens. They don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. That's the fun. Fun being a relative term, I guess. But, again, they believe in David Hamilton defensively. They're going to give this an opportunity. It's been 48 good hours. We'll see what happens over the course of the next week. But and by the way, none of this is to diminish the importance of defense. I mean, it's the way the Red Sox pitch, with all of the ground balls, with all of the sinkers and sliders that they are throwing, with Brian Bello, whose ground ball rate is right around 50% for his career, with all these different guys, especially the sinker slider guys out of the bullpen, the most important thing the Red Sox can do behind those guys is play defense. The defense is more important than the offense right now, because they're pitching. Red Sox have the best starting pitching ERA in baseball right now. And so if that's going to be the case, you just got to make plays behind him. And that in itself can be a winning formula. Before we start talking about offense, the Red Sox have played, let me pick up this stat. I got 1,000 papers in front of me because I want to get this right. The Red Sox have played 7 games this year where neither team has scored more than 5 runs. Think about that. 7 times this year where both teams have been played in the margin like today, 5-4, 1-0 in Oakland, 2-1, 3-2. They're playing 1 and 2 run games. They're playing tight and close games. And that's why the defense matters so, so much, because as we all know and have all lived over the course of the last week, one thing that, goes through the wickets changes just about everything. But they played good defense this weekend. They won the games. That simple. 9-7 winners tonight. 9-7, that is, 5-4 winners today, and now a 9-7 record for your Boston Red Sox. All right, we got to take a quick break, come back. We'll finish up on the calls up until 6 p.m., 617-779-7937, 379-37 on the text line. We're back in a moment. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Welcome back to Fenway Park. Welcome back to Red Sox Review. Sox win. 5-4 over the Angels. Win the series. 9-7. So early. So early. April 14th. Like we did the 10th, 11th, 12th. You were with us on Red Sox Review. We're like kind of freaking out a little bit. Wasn't hitting a panic button, but like I don't know. We were like looking at it. But this team is pitching just so much better than it was last year. What Andrew Bailey and Craig Breslow and the rest of really this staff, top to bottom, it's been the biggest difference in the universe. And they get another good start today. It's funny. Cooper Boardman with you, by the way, 617-779-7937. Get to the calls in just a second. 617-779-7937. It's so funny because, I'm sitting here watching this game and Brian Bello, again, still has not put like that crowning achievement start together yet. Now over a few, but he goes 5 1/3 innings of 2-run ball and strikes out 8. And you sit there and you say, "There's more here." He can get to where Cutter Crawford and Tanner Houck and Garrett Whitlock, to an extent, certainly Nick Pivetta when he's been healthy, can be at. And that is just so different, and it's just so wonderful. And what they have done, thrown a ton of breaking balls. The sweeper has taken that clubhouse and that pitching staff by storm. They've basically ditched outside of Cutter and a couple of others. Four-seam fastballs, sinker's been outstanding. Ground ball rates are high, and weak contact is high, and that's why coming into the day, the starting rotation ERA was a 1.96. I'll give you the number here on what it is after Bello today. Sitting here through 9-7 and in 16 games, the Boston Red Sox have a starting pitching ERA of 2.05. Think about your offseason. Think about everything that was talked about every single day. No Jordan Montgomery. No Blake Snell. So on and so on. And they went with the horses that they had. They went and got Giolito. That injury's tough, obviously. And the horses that are here have done that. 2.05, 19 earned runs in 83 1/3 innings. They've struck out 89 in 83 1/3 innings. Zach Kobach inside the flagship. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, you said it. No Snell, no Montgomery, no Yamamoto. Everyone assumed that the pitching staff was going to be a disaster, and Andrew Bailey has come in and reworked a lot of these guys' arsenals, and they're showing, or appearing to showing, a new level that we didn't know that they had.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. 617-779-7937. All right, let's hit the lines. Maybe I was far too positive there. We'll find out. Going to New Hampshire, Alex, welcome here to Red Sox Review.
Yes, hi, great show. David, the prior call, couple calls ago, was absolutely right. This has been a clown show with Cora. When he first got here, he made all the wrong decisions, and he fell out of a tree on his feet. And then since then, he continues to make all the wrong decisions. Not only decisions he doesn't make, it's the ones he sits there and just keeps staring out at the field. Clown show the whole time he's been here. Today,
was there,
for example,
like, was there something today you didn't like?
Please, 1 second. Please, 1 second. Two pickoffs today, okay? Another situation where there was no one in position for the cutoff, and the runners advanced. Then, as David points out, you got first and second, nobody out in a one-run game, and he doesn't have the person bunting. He's had maybe five successful sacrifice bunts the whole time he's been here. Last year, there was an embarrassment where I think it was a reserve catcher laid down a bunt to win the game, and they get into the clubhouse congratulating Cora. Oh, well, he has to admit, he didn't make that obvious call. The catcher himself made the call to bunt and won the game. Last year, in consecutive games, Devers is picked off twice at third base. He's still kicking the ball around at third base. What has Cora done to make him better? When he first landed here, he was a first-year Hall of Fame player, and since then, he's gone downhill. Okay, this Cora is a disaster, a total disaster. If you've got minimal talent, you better be fundamentally sound. This team is not fundamentally
Alex,
sound.
Alex, yes. Alex.
What?
Hi. Take a breath.
Do you think they're fundamentally sound?
No, not right
they
now.
They don't have one person who can lay down a bunt. That's
well,
in spring
the bunt,
training.
The
you
bunt
work
thing,
on it. Every
Alex,
other
Alex,
team,
Alex,
when they need to bunt.
Alex, it's 2024. We don't bunt anymore. Oh, we let him go. That's too bad. We could have yelled over each other for a little while. It's 2024. We don't bunt anymore. Okay. I don't know how to say that. There are 12 of the 30 teams in baseball have not laid down a sacrifice bunt this year. The Red Sox are one of them. Teams that have laid down sacrifice bunts this year: the White Sox, terrible. Pirates actually off to a pretty good start. The Oakland A's have laid down a sacrifice bunt. They are terrible. The Washington Nationals have laid down sacrifice bunts. And the Miami Marlins, who could not win outside of the White Sox, and so on and so forth. The reality is that if you look at the numbers, like, you are costing yourself runs over 162 if you do that. Today, I get it, right? Like, you can sit here and you can look at one situation and say, well, if they had bunted, they might have scored the run there. Over 162, it doesn't make sense in most situations. And I want Seidon Rafael. If we're going to pay Seidon Rafael all this money right here in Boston, if that's going to be the situation, I want to see Seidon Rafael swing the bat and get out of a slump. And that's what happens today. As for the Fire Cora thing, I mean, so let me just do quick math, and that music means we got to go. So this is a little terrifying because I got to do quick math. 2015, there have been three presidents of baseball operations and three different managers. That is six different voices over an 8-9 year stretch. Let's do some stability here. Like, let's trust Craig Breslow, all those wonderful pitching things that we're talking about. Let's see what Alex Cora has. We'll see what happens at the end of the year, but they're 9-7. It's okay. All right, that's it. We're done whispering for the day. Zach Coe, big thanks to him back inside the flagship. I'm Cooper Boardman. 10:10 a.m. Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show. Patriots Day should be fun. That's it for us. This has been Red Sox Review. Always fun with you on WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.